a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. We are nearing Christmas. We are nearing the end of the year. Excited for the holidays?
No. I still have so much shopping left to do that I don't want to do, so not at all. I wish it was another couple weeks away.
You didn't do your shopping early this year for Brownie?
I think he might be okay if it's a day late.
That's true. Dude, Amazon makes lazy holiday shopping so easy.
Yeah, I know. And they're probably still delivering by Christmas. So.
I think so. I think you can still do it now, and it's free for Christmas. I promise, Amazon is not a sponsor of the show. That's just how I did my holiday shopping.
Yeah, we can talk good about that, but you start talking about Amazon Prime, and I doubt we'll have too many good things to say.
It's only $50 a month. I have no idea what it is. I'm
they're trying to sell a phone saying you get 1 month free, and that's somehow like... some great thing about their phone.
Yeah, I know. So I want to mention from yesterday, so I Googled it just for fun. There's some moron already made a cereal podcast where it's about a bowl of cereal parodying the show. I mean, I guess when the cereal podcast is already as popular as it is, I should have expected that. But if anyone thought we were ripping that off for any sort of reason, I listened to a little bit of it and it was really lame. So...
No, I mean, it worked. They got one, you know, listen off of you.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, they got a ton of listens, and there was, like, a couple people wrote report or articles on...
No.
Yeah, I mean, it actually, yeah. When things are popular...
Yes.
A lot of people have ideas of how to...
Ride those coattails.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, so for today, the injuries just keep piling up. Another major injury. These last 5 days have been unreal. And then we get to recap games on a game-by-game basis. I love doing that. I wish we had the time to do game-by-game breakdowns every show, but it's just too many games most of the time. And then we're going to go right to that, to the Wednesday previews, make our 30-point challenge picks, and a couple ideas for streamers and who is out. So yeah, we got to start with the very sad news that Jabari Parker, torn ACL, out for the year. I kind of suspected it when I covered it on Tuesday's article. And the worst is true.
Yeah, this is terrible. I mean, how much of the top 10 of the rookie class? It's like half of them are out with major injuries.
And you got Vonleh still been out. Well, he's been playing a little bit, but he was out. And then
I mean, like Embiid plus Randall,
Smart Aaron was out. Gordon. Smart was out for a little bit.
You got Aaron Gordon on that list.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon for sure.
Yeah, it's devastating for what was supposed to be one of the greatest draft classes ever.
Yeah, and I mean, time will tell. It's only been a month, but or a month and a half.
So. They're all like 20-year-olds.
Yeah, so luckily he's young and should be able to heal. So I guess we'll start with the impact for the Bucks. Ersan Ilyasova still out a couple more games. Is Chris Middleton a must add? Just a guy to stream? What are you thinking?
Yeah, probably just a streamer. I'd say his minutes will be capped at 30, but probably average in the mid to upper 20s.
Yeah, I think I grabbed him in a league. I don't remember now, but I did list him as a streamer for tonight. Only 11% owned when I put that together last night. You know, it should be a good game against the Blazers for a lot of shots and upside.
I think it's going to happen, or maybe it's more just what I hope is happening, is that Giannis gets more touches, more usage.
Yeah, and he gets more consistent run. I mean, it seems like he's... in the 20 minutes, then low 30 minutes, then 20 minutes, low 30, you know?
Yeah, it should, you know, small, you know, make the rotation a little tighter. Mm-hmm. It's not, for fantasy purposes, it's not, you know, necessarily a bad thing. You know, sucks for the kid, though, I understand.
Yeah, and you know, it was when we do the reflection of the rankings like we did last year, it's going to be tough to talk too much about Parker because he was doing bad, and then I don't know. Then we never got to see the big second half I was hoping he would put together. So, you know, thinking on him as a keeper or dynasty pick, I mean, he's going to probably miss a tiny bit of next year too, right?
I mean, I don't know how bad it's torn. We'll have to wait until they actually do the surgery, right? Then we really know.
Yeah, I don't really know how the levels of recovery go. I mean, some guys are able to come back in 9-10 months and be great. I mean, you think of Adrian Peterson in football. And then some guys, you know, it takes a long, long time. Like, didn't Gallinari, he tore his 1 year, missed the whole next year, and is still limited this year, you know?
So. Yeah, I'm not, I wouldn't be looking at him as a keeper right now. You know, it depends on how many you keep and what his price is, but, you know, something like the Ariel where he went for an auction, where he went for something expensive, it's going to be tough to keep him for that price.
Yeah, I think he went in the 30s and... really tough. So really, really tough break there, especially for Bucks fans and Jabari fans alike. Just, man, these injuries have been, since Friday, it's just been every day there's been major injuries. It's been
rough. Couple of people dodged the bullet. The Brow one was the big one that could have been devastating.
And Favors is looking like he'll be back maybe even by tonight.
And like we talked about yesterday, you know, that we're now able to drop Jabari and not, you know, feel too bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a bad thing. In a 12-team league where you can probably replace them over the wire relatively easily.
Yeah, and I'll talk about one of the people I picked up for him that's one of your favorite players ever. So
I still see comments asking if they should pick up Covington. So,
well, that would be an easy swap if Covington was somehow available.
Absolutely.
All right, so we get to do game-by-game analysis. I love doing this. We get to look at each box score, talk about what we thought was interesting. It'd be especially useful if the first game I want to talk about would load, but it is not. We got the Wizards winning 109-95. There we go. Big game for John Wall with 21 points and 17 assists. Not really surprised there against the Wolves. Humphreys, 6 points, 10 boards, 2 blocks. You know, he's been still pretty good, even with Nene coming off the bench and taking minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there. I imagine it's just going to be an even timeshare for the rest of the way. They really have no reason to play Nene, 30 minutes?
No.
So I imagine this is a 24 to 26 minutes apiece the rest of the way.
Yeah. And I should have mentioned this in the recap this morning, but I forgot that with Paul Pierce out with a sore toe, Otto Porter gets a start and doesn't really do too much.
No, but there was another Rasul Butler sighting.
Yeah, he got hot late. He had, you know, I only flipped to the end of this game, but he had a ton of points in the fourth quarter. 23 points, hits 4 threes, shoots 9 of 15. I mean, he's a perfect Thragnoff. When he's hot, he's great. He's hitting tons of threes.
Yeah, but I think it's only going to happen once a week. I don't think it's the kind of Thragnoff you can rely on.
Yeah, he had been, after that nice stretch 2 weeks ago, was pretty brutal for 4 straight games, all under 10 points. You know, but he hit a three in every single one. You know, can occasionally get a block, had a steal and a block last night. I'm just going to get 3 or 4 boards. I mean, there's nothing really there other than points and threes, but that's what makes him a great Thragnoff.
Yeah, he's a veteran. He shouldn't kill any of your percents or turn the ball over too crazy. I mean, yeah, he's. It's weird. It makes no sense that he's doing what he's doing, but, you know, in short spurts, fine, but you know this isn't going to last.
I don't know, man. I mean, he's consistent. He's consistently getting 24, 25 minutes. He's the main guy off their bench. I mean, I'm pretty sure the role's going to be there. Sure, there's going to be ebbs and flows when the three isn't falling. But if the minutes are consistently there, it's hard to ignore. I mean, he's not a guy I think you can steadfastly hold in a 12er, obviously. But, you know, stream in and out on a 14-team league?
I guess.
Is that way too bold for you, I'm guessing? You can call me stupid. I don't care. I could take it.
He's shooting 53% from three-point range. That just seems ridiculous.
Is that really what he's at this year?
I can't continue.
He's at 53% from deep?
Yeah.
Well, the year before, he was at 42%, so.
In 7 minutes a game.
Yeah, I know.
He might have taken a half dozen shots.
Oh, that year he was 26 for 62 in 50 games. Yeah, I mean, it's going to fall, and that's why he's, you know, a Thragnoff. And, you know, and when he gets cold again, you can drop him again.
Yeah, sure. Not Paul Pierce is out especially. Well, you can't get excited over Rasul Butler. It's just not possible.
I'm not excited. Do I sound excited? I mean, I am drinking my first coffee of the day.
You keep waiting for me to have some, you know, some moment where it's, yes, Rasul Butler. It's just not happening. I just, no matter what he does, it just doesn't excite me. I mean, that line last night was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, that's one of the best games he's going to have on the year, but, and it is against the Wolves, so there is that. I don't
know.
Return
of Thaddeus, by the way.
What'd you say?
The return of Thaddeus.
Oh, yeah. Thad the Impaler. 29 points. 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, no blocks. Man, his free throw is just killing you this year. 5 for 12 yesterday. And before last night, it was in the 60s. With that 5 for 12, it drops to 57.6% on the year. Woo!
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was doing the post of him versus Chandler Parsons. I mean, you know, he shot 71% last year, but the year before he was 57%. I don't know which one's going to show up year to year, and we're not getting the good one right now.
Yeah, it's looking like it's closer to the bad one. And, you know, I brought him up in the recap this morning that the threes that we saw last year, 1.1 last year, down to 0.4. You know, he's only had 1 3 in the past 10 games. He's only taken 2 attempts the last 3 games. I mean, that's just not a part of his game anymore.
Yet his field goal percent is staying at 45.
Yeah, even though he's not taking the threes. You know, the rebounds are down. You know, the steals are nice. He's keeping those up. But that's really all you can hang your hat on. And I think he's going to get traded. There's no reason the Wolves shouldn't. They should just take whatever they can get for him around the deadline. And wherever he goes, he's going to be worse.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Houston tried to get him last year. So if Houston wants to make a run, they could try that again.
Yeah, but they're going to get Terrence Jones back, right?
I don't know.
I know. I mean,
no nerve expert or whatever the problem is.
What if Houston, in a full go for it, trades Jones while he's still hurt for Young? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a hurt player that's been traded in, like, any sport?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure there has, but it's very rare.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton was straight cut, right?
Peyton. Yeah, I think so. I mean, there have been players signed that have been hurt, but all-out traded is rare.
That doesn't usually happen, for good reason.
Yeah, so.
I don't think that's something that Minnesota's going to be looking into.
Yeah, but that'd be such a good player for them to get another young guy that can, that would make their team so young and explosive, minus Mo Williams. So Mo Williams comes off the bench in his return from back issues. Doesn't do much in 14 minutes. LaVine starts and plays 34 minutes. 8 points, 3 boards, 8 assists. Does have 4 turnovers. Wasn't great, but it's against John Wall. The big games here from Gorgui Dieng for 12, 12, and 3 blocks. You know, he had a little lull of blocks, but they're coming back. And then Shabazz Muhammad scores 21 points and has 4 boards. Gets a very fluky 3 steals. I guess we'll start with Dieng. I mean, with Pekovic, he's going to play again this year.
I saw your air quotes. I don't know about that.
I know.
I'm not betting on that.
Would you rather own Gorgui Dieng right now or Jordan Hill?
By the way Hill's been going, with the way that the entire Lakers team has been going, yeah, I like Gorgui. Certainly has more upside.
And we were talking about Jordan Hill
shot blocker
around the 50s or 60s range just a couple weeks ago. Now, he's obviously fallen a little bit.
Yeah, I think that the minutes have caught up to him. I think this is why he was never playing big minutes previously.
Certainly.
He just doesn't have that kind of motor for that long.
Certainly is possible. So, like, I'd much rather Gorky Jang over Valanciunas. You agree with me there?
I guess. Isn't JV playing a little better recently?
He had a really bad one the other day.
Yeah, I just figure with, DeRozan down, he should be better than Dang right now. D-Yang.
Yeah, but Valanciunas never blocks shots. That's been a really frustrating part of his game.
Yep, he's soft. I said it.
Soft like a baby's bottom. And then Shabazz, I mean, if you need to stream points, he's out there. He was in single digits ownership recently, even. I mean, he's taken so many shots. Only Young took more shots. Actually, only Young took more than 10 shots at 19. Shabazz took 17. No one else took 10 for the Wolves.
Yeah, and they're not all jump shots. He attacks the rim. He gets lots of volume free throws. Unfortunately, he's not hitting them. I think that'll turn around eventually.
Yeah,
he's definitely more slasher than jump shooter.
Yeah, he's at 67% from the free throw line, but he is over 50% shooting field goals. And when you're taking such a big leap in field goal volume in your second year, for it to have such a good percent like that, that's good to see. But he just does absolutely nothing else. I mean, he chips in a couple boards, but other than that, it's not.
Well, I like how the turnovers are really, really low. I mean, for that type of player, that has to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, in a dynasty, I am really excited. Yeah. I would love to have him on a dynasty team.
He's just turned 22, so still a young guy. So would you rather, if you had to roll with one guy the rest of the year, you take in Rajul Butler or Shabazz Muhammad?
I'll take Muhammad, but there will probably not be – it's probably not going to be good later on. The only problem is they're different because Shabazz doesn't hit threes.
Mm-hmm. He did hit one last night, but, I mean, I'd have to take Butler because he does get some threes, and he's going to get, more steals and blocks, albeit in a small volume.
I really like Shabazz's high volume field goal percent, 50%. That's so helpful.
Yeah. Well,
trying to find that from a wing.
Razul's doing that from deep, remember?
Well, which one's more likely to continue?
Yeah, good point there.
Shabazz shooting 50% on layups or Rasul shooting 53% from downtown?
Each one's like a layup. He's that locked
eventually
in.
They're going to put somebody on him. I mean, they've got to be playing 4-on-5 out there. There's no way he's shooting 53% contested.
Yeah, I know.
I just believe you.
And just random me whining. I love that your boys on your REL, Wiggins and Brewer, just go absolutely off last week, and then both are terrible this week. So lucky.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have another good game next time out.
Yeah, they probably will. All right, so to your Miami Heat at the Brooklyn Leaky Roof Nets.
Half-hour rain delay in a basketball game.
It was so funny. I was actually watching with my fiance, and she was like, sports never get her attention over whatever she's watching, like Bravo or whatever. But I was like, look, there's a rain delay. Look, she's like, what? In a basketball game? And it actually took her attention to sports for one of the first times. Then, like, the maintenance dude's wheeling this, like, huge trash can to, like, collect the rain. It was just, how embarrassing for Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
They kept showing, what's his name, King, the guy that's the GM. He had a big old smile on his face the entire time.
Who's the GM? It's not Bernard King, is it?
No.
Oh, a different King.
I don't think he's a former basketball player.
I don't know who that is. I don't know GMs. That's above my pay grade.
Well, I only know because they kept pointing it out.
So where do you want to start? You want to start with the Heat or you want to start with Brooklyn?
I don't know. Dwayne Wade, 24 jump shots. I don't know if they were all jump shots, but
Seemed like they were all jump shots.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a sell-high moment.
Yeah, he was hitting a A lot of contested jumpers, 28 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Yeah, a good game. And he was questionable with illness. And he'll be questionable with being old the rest of the year.
Absolutely. And there's not a big amongst them that I want anything to do with.
Yeah, I mean,
teamer.
It was nice seeing
250 Justin, players owned, and they aren't any of those players.
It was nice seeing Justin Hamilton to start the second half bang a three, which I did not expect as part of his game, but he only played 17 minutes and was not effective.
He was at 0.8 a game last year in the D-League.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's a small part. But he was soft. Plumlee was just pushing him around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was completely healthy last night either. Something wasn't right. He looked much better the 2 games before.
Interesting. Yeah, it's possible. Really, the only other Heat thing to talk about was Chalmers having a decent game. 10-7-5, 4 steals. Very efficient 2-for-3 shooting from the field, 6-for-6 free throws.
Well, they actually played Dang at power forward a little bit. We joked about it, but they actually did it. So it was him, Wade, Cole, and Chalmers all out there at the same time.
Well, I mean, playing against the opposing four of Kevin Garnett or Toledovich, those aren't exactly menacing down-low forces.
No, Corey Jefferson didn't get too many minutes. Disappointing, but that's for very deep leagues, so you can ignore that. But yeah. I don't know. Chalmers looked good. Everyone looked... I mean, they actually won, so yes. Everyone has to look good for them to win.
Well, it's shocking. The thing with Chalmers, though, is, you know, 10-7-5 is good. It's not great. And you're looking at his game log.
Well, 4 steals. It's always Chalmers. It's always the steals.
Well, yeah, but that's where I was going with this. Is his last 5 games have really not been that great, except for he has back-to-back 4 steal games. Now, obviously, he's going to go on steal benches, but...
Yeah.
I still think he's a little overvalued.
Overvalued? Where are we valuing at? We're not talking about top 100, right?
No, but like...
I mean, that makes him kind of a streamer and a 12-er. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I guess you're right there. I mean, some people loved that early spurt with no Wade, and you might get no Wade again. I guess you're right. I don't know. So to the Nets, Mason Plumlee has a good game, 21-9, 1-1-1.
Does have no surprises.
Does have 4 turnovers, and a couple of them were so boneheaded. It's kind of weird. He's so, like, polished by the rim, but does anything put a couple feet away, and it's awful, including free throws. He was 5-for-8, but his free throw stroke is, he's so unconfident. It was kind of brutal to watch.
Yeah, he was just pushing him around. But this is against D-League caliber opponents.
Yeah.
Another big game was against the Sixers. He looks like a plug-and-play, matchup-based.
Yeah. Did you know that Darren Williams has 10-plus assists in 4 or 5 games? It's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I guess somebody's scoring. I don't think it's Joe Johnson.
No.
That's a name I don't know if you've mentioned once in a blurb.
No, I mean, I did earlier in the year because he was on a really hot spurt, and then now he's back to being Joe Johnson, and it's very boring. I'm not a big Joe Johnson guy.
No, age is catching up.
Yeah.
He is doing better than last year, though. There is that.
Yeah.
And definitely worth listening.
Sad, sad song for my Sergei Karasev, because that's the only reason I watched a good bit of this game, is I picked him up in REL. I was actually, you know, I was kind of on the fence, but I was like, yeah, he's a starter, he's 21, you know. I'm excited to see what he'll do and go forward. He looked really, really good. 11-3-3 with a block, hits a 3, but comes out early in the 3rd quarter with a sore side. Turns out it's a strained oblique. Good thing he's not a baseball player, because
you throw a curveball.
That would knock him out for like a month. Since he's out tonight, he'll probably be out a couple more games. So, you know, if you streamed him, which I don't know why you would. I think he was still 0% owned in Yahoo, so not even at 0.5% ownership. But I thought he looked really good. Hit some really good contested, layups. He had one over Birdman that seemed all luck, but it was pretty funny. Hit a 3, and, you know, you prorate this game. If he finishes out with the starters, then it could have been, I don't know, like a 16-17, 4-5 kind of game or something like that. I was actually pretty impressed. If you're in a deep league and you just have some absolute scrubs in, you know, 16 or 18 team, I could see stashing him.
Yeah, you could definitely do worse. No, he looked good. He looked way more polished for than most 21-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had the ball in his hands a fair amount and was making plays. Yeah, he looked really good. It's his job when he gets back, I have no doubt.
Yeah, and what's interesting is even when he was out, they seemed really reluctant to give Bogdanović any run again. Still only 16 minutes. They finished out with some Jack in there and some Alan Anderson, and they seem all out on Bohan Bogdanović.
Yeah, Jared Jack's best days are long behind him.
Blah! I'm Jared Jack.
The first time I heard the sound effect. I now have a noise to put with the words.
I love the way I'm Jared Jack. I don't know how that started with me and my friends, but became one of our favorite things.
No, but I agree with you. Bogdanović is done. Absolutely done.
Yeah, if you're looking for any sort of deep streamer for Karazev being out tonight, I would go anywhere else.
I don't know. They might not even give him minutes. It might go to Anderson. Might go to Jack. I don't know who's going to get those minutes, but yeah, they don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, so get back soon, Karasev. I'm holding you in REL, even if you're out the rest of the week. So I was
looking lefty stroke.
Yeah.
Got a little Ginobili in him. I don't just say that because he was born outside the country.
Yeah, the thing with these Europeans are coming over young, they're just so much more polished than the young guys coming over. Are coming into the league that are getting drafted after a one and done. You know what I mean? Like your boy Nurcic and.
I think it's more competition based. They're playing against older players over there.
Yeah.
Our young guys don't play against our older good players.
And they're also playing pro at like 16 over there. So.
Yeah.
I could see more and more rookies coming over from overseas just because they can play immediately, and then they're going to fade off quicker because they don't have the upside, you know?
Yep. But there's a little bit of upside to Karasev.
Yeah, yeah, I agree there.
Not just a Thragunov guy.
Yeah.
Although his foreign numbers definitely say he is. I mean, he's like at like a 0.2 and 0.3 steals in 30 minutes. It's not pretty.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, you never know.
As a 20-team deep league owner of Karazov, right. I am happy.
And at 21, you really never know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so to your Western team, your Utah Jazz, they actually had a lead over the Pelicans most of the game, but the Pelicans come back, win 119-111. This was a fun game to watch because Anthony Davis is... There's no reason that anyone else should take a shot on the Pelicans unless Ryan Anderson's hot, which he was. But the Prowl for 31-9-113 hits 12 of 15 shots, 7 for 7 free throws. And I mentioned today that the past 4 or 5 days, I've seen an influx of, should I trade my Anthony Davis for someone? And I don't think I'll hear those again.
Yeah, imagine these are people who are trying to buy low with the injury news.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's where most of this came from.
Yeah.
Nah, he's so good.
Yeah, he's
unreal. I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, his stats against a healthy Durant stats and really put them next to each other and see who's better.
I'd like to see...
It could very well be Anthony Davis.
I'd like to see his stats next to...
Might be the first time I've ever actually called him that.
I'd like to see his stats over Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell. I mean... I'm going that far with it.
Maybe Hakeem Olajuwon?
Yeah, that might be a good one too, because I think Olajuwon did a little bit more assisting than Brow does. But.
Mm-hmm. But I think Olajuwon was like a 2-steal, 4-block guy, which is kind of what makes me think of him.
Yeah, the dream. Ryan Anderson, he hit 6 threes, hit 10 of 15. He was red hot. 28 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. You gotta love the no turnovers with his threes. That's what makes the Rhino a good add. Anything else with the Pelicans that you thought was interesting?
Dante Cunningham's minutes keep climbing, but he's not doing much with them.
Yeah, he's filler. You know, Luke Babbitt starts and plays only 10 minutes.
Yeah, I wonder if Cunningham could take his job.
Yeah, I mean, even if he does, I don't see him playing more than 30 minutes like he did last night. And it was a very 6-3-0-2-0 for Cunningham in 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yep, but Luke Babbitt is Luke Babbitt.
And can extend the floor by just camping. Yeah, that's the problem is
when Ryan Anderson isn't on the floor, nobody else can shoot threes.
Yeah, yeah, so there's no reason to have Babbitt out there. So.
I mean, besides Drew, but... You know, someone's got to assist the three.
Mm-hmm. The other side of the ball, Enes Kanter has a good game. 29-7-1-2-1. Hits 12 of 22. Probably his best game of the year. I mentioned this today. He's had 20-plus point games only two times this year, and it's been in the past three games with no favors.
I'm not surprised.
Sell high.
Absolutely. Because they don't want to play him 36 minutes.
Nope, his defense is so bad. And I mean, not like you can guard Brow anyway, but it's not good. Gobert is awesome. I wish they would start him over Kanter. We talked about this yesterday, but 6'9", 2'0", 3". He's awesome.
Yep, didn't take a free throw. Gotta love that.
Yeah, staying off the free throw line.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Quinn Schneider.
Yeah, he always has that one curl going on his forehead. It's kind of funny. He's kind of doing a Clark Kent sort of thing.
Okay. He's still a young guy.
I know. You should say, every time you watch a Jazz game, he's going to have the one curl on his forehead from his gelled hair. It's kind of funny. It's every time I watch Jazz games, it's like that.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember him from his Missouri days. He was real young then.
Yeah. Last thing with the Jazz, actually two last things. So, I hate Trey Burke. He scores.
Yeah, I don't want any piece of that at all.
He scores 14 points in the first like 7 minutes or something like that. Ends up only scoring 16, and has only one assist to 5 turnovers. I've never in my life seen a guy have this inconsistent of an assist to turnover rate. He'll go 4 or 5 games like with like 50-4. And then lately it's like, I think it's like 10-15 the past 4 games now. I mean, it's just...
4 straight games of either even or negative assist to turnover.
It's unreal.
That is so unacceptable on so many levels.
Oh, it is. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, it's not going to happen this year, but Dante Exum looked awesome. 21 minutes, goes 12-2-2, 1-1, hits a 3, and was just, I don't remember who he just blew by. I think it might have been Holiday that was still out there. But he had just like, he just was on the 3-point line and just went in a straight line and got an easy layup and won. I mean, it was, he's going to be good if he develops correctly.
Yeah, he's just not ready to that organized game yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a year.
He's definitely, you can see the improvement every week or so. He's getting better. Assist to turnover ratio is coming down. But he's still, it's a little bit too much about himself for a point guard right now.
Yeah.
Takes time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not going to be this year. But I think if you're a dynasty owner, you are excited.
Trey Burke owner, you better get rid of him while he's a star, because it ain't going to last.
Yeah, Trey Burke's terrible. So to the game in Madison Square Garden, the Knicks are just...
My third-point challenge pick, Dirk. I don't think he did it.
No,
he did. Oh, blowout. Love the blowout.
He only played 23 minutes.
Yeah. He was very Dirk in those 23 minutes, though.
Yeah, I mean, you extend the 16 points in 23 minutes to 36 minutes, and he's right there for you. But, man, the Knicks are just atrocious. The Mavericks throw out everyone. I really don't see anything too interesting, except for it was good to see Chandler Parsons get back. He had a great game, given he played 23 minutes as well. 13-3-6, 1-1, no turnovers, and hit 3 threes. So, good to see Parsons back.
That's his kind of game right there.
And as usual, the Mavericks point guards are just a black hole.
Yep. Yeah, Devin Harris. I read something about J.J. Barea is leading the league in assist to turnover ratio.
That's possible. 5 assists to no turnovers yesterday. It's hard to steal the ball from him when his dribble goes 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah. 6 foot nothing, 183.
He's not 6 feet tall. No, that's easy. What are you doing?
You don't believe anybody's 6 feet tall, do you?
No!
He lies about that.
I don't trust midgets. They're hiding something. So to the Knicks, Melo has a good game. Oh, Tim Hardaway, 0-for-8 from deep. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, that happens to all Thragnoffers.
Yeah, especially younger ones that are still kind of developing.
At least they gave him those minutes in a blowout.
Yeah, no J.R. Smith with the plantar fascia we talked about yesterday. Shumpert's going to be out for probably a month with the shoulder dislocation. So Hardaway's going to get those minutes, that's for sure.
Yeah. Calderon is dead to me.
He was dead to me a couple weeks ago. I was all out on that investment after like 2 or 3 games. Because 3-4-2, no steals, shoots 1-for-6. And you're like, oh, he must have only played 20 minutes and steals a blowout. Nope, that was in 32 minutes.
Whoa. I mean, he's borderline waiver fodder.
Borderline? I think he's... to quote Fringe, you're so over the line. The line is a dot to you.
Yes, he does do a couple of things, though. He's not someone I would want to hold on to. There's no way.
Yeah,
every once in a while he has like a 13-5 game, and you're supposed to be happy about that. But
I'd rather have Devin Harris over him.
Wow.
I mean,
that's like half the minutes too.
Yeah, I mean, given I might drop Harris after a couple more games, but right now, give me Devin Harris.
I want whoever's playing tomorrow.
Yeah, stream it for sure. Last thing to talk about here is Amari Stoudemire just continues to be good. 10-5-2-0-2. I mean, it's not a great game, but that's a tough matchup against Tyson Chandler. And have you seen Liam Neeson's commercial with Stoudemire?
No, I didn't click on it.
It's a Taken type thing where he's talking about watching Amari play. It was pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
All right. Yeah, the minutes are ridiculous. I don't understand how he survived this.
Yeah, and he might not, but while he's alive and kicking, you gotta roll with him.
The blocks, this is so out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
I mean, his last good year was
1992.
Yeah,
something like that.
It's 2011. It's been a while.
Yeah. All right. So final two games of the night, both ESPN games. We've got Golden State snapping their winning streak at Memphis. I put in today that ESPN. Come on, guys. They're like, oh, here's Draymond Green, only 2 points and 0-for-4 from deep. Towards the end of the game, he had a dunk after that, but it's like, do you not watch the game? He goes 4-10-6-1-5, and they're slamming his game because he's 0-for-4 from deep. It was just,
yeah, they don't need his points.
Yep. If you ever want reporting on who's good at basketball, do not go to ESPN.
Yeah, breaking news there.
Yeah.
you want to hear about Kobe or Kobe or Melo? You want to hear about them? ESPN is your place.
Kobe sent Melo a text with 3 emojis that were really mean.
Yeah, that sounds like breaking news.
Yeah. I don't think there's really too much else to talk about for the Warriors.
They lost.
Other than the real life stuff. But Maurice Spates gets 18, 8, and 2 blocks, plays another 26 minutes, hit some big shots late. And Bogut and Lee, they had to drain Bogut's knee, and Lee is still, needs to get through probably at least another week of vigorous practices. It's going to be another good week for Maurice Spates.
Yeah, what do you think? Best fantasy big who doesn't start?
Right
There's
now?
There's a couple of them that are pretty relevant right now.
I mean, Taj Gibson is starting right now, but would be on that list.
Mm-hmm. Kamen.
Yeah, but Kamen could be starting now. He's certainly up there. I've always liked his mid-range game, but I did not see the minutes or rebounds or blocks coming like this. And a lot of it is given to the frontline injuries. So
yeah, I knew he could block some shots, but I'm surprised he's actually able to play pick and roll defense, move his feet, all that fun stuff. He's always been kind of allergic to it.
I should mention that Sean Livingston, I've streamed him in a league and holding on to him for tomorrow. So you can pick him up for a very short slate on Thursday's games, and you know, doesn't do anything high volume, but you know, chips in, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks at a very low rate, and it's going to score, you know, at least 10 points probably. So
Golden State played an 8-man rotation.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
To the Grizzlies, man, what happened to Quincy Pondexter? Got a no decision, or no decision, what am I saying? Why am I in baseball mode? Got a coach's decision, DNP. He used to be in the rotation, but they gave 12 shots, and so Vince Carter hits 4 threes.
Yeah, and Tayshaun Prince is back in the rotation.
Yeah.
This is definitely, I mean, I mentioned it when I picked him up in the REL a couple weeks ago. He might be the worst per-minute person in the NBA.
He's up there. Oh, Tayshaun Prince would give him a good run for his money.
Yeah. I mean, he's taller. He probably gets more boards. So. Yeah. He at least can do that. Yeah, Tayshaun Prince is terrible.
Bina Udra, 6 points and 8 assists, led the big 20-0 run the Grizzlies had in the second quarter.
Yeah, I know you're happy about it. You got him on your REL.
That's pretty much all I can say.
We talked about this long time ago. Nick Calathes, they took millions of dollars from him by making him stay, and now they're not playing him.
They must, you know, really have some sort of, I don't know, hatred towards Greeks or something, because, man, to take all that money and then not play him, another DNP for him. Udra's played too good for Calathes to hopscotch.
I agree.
But at the same time, I mean, it's pretty.
They took millions of dollars from him. He had a contract signed. It's, you know.
Yeah, tough.
I like all those things that Phoenix does, and I dislike that about as much as I like those things Phoenix does.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Anything else from Memphis from last night? Nothing too interesting.
Not really. Everything's pretty much as expected.
Yeah, Zach Randolph gets a double-double and you know, no Courtney other Lee, stats.
People like Courtney Lee for his field goal percent. The problem is the volume is so low that when he has a bad field goal percent day, you get nothing.
Yeah, 1 for 4. Did get 7 rebounds, but 5-7-2-0-0. I mean, that's not going to cut it.
No. If I had him in a 12, or I moved on a while ago.
Yeah, agree with you there. And then they... What'd you say?
His hot streak was not worth this.
Yeah. I'm with you. Last game of the night, we had OKC beating the Kings. You know, the Kings hung in this game. They were in it until the end. I watched a good portion of this. On the Kings side, buy low Darren Collison as fast as you can. 6-5-3-2-1. Really low game for him. Only shot 2 for 8 and only played 26 minutes. But he had 2 fouls in the first minute, and they had to move to Sessions, who did his normal Sessions thing. But that kind of limited Collison the rest of the way. You could not get a buy low offer on Collison out soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, someone asked a good question today. They just said, here's my 4 point guards. Which ones would you give up for to get Collison? And, the bottom on the list for me was Rose. I would still get rid of Rose for Collison.
Really?
Even with this slump. Dude, Rose is doing nothing. Yeah. He's not even top 150.
Well, I disagree with you there, but, yeah, I think I'd do that too. I mean, Rose's injury concern is certainly high up there.
The steals are not there. The free throw percent is not what it needs to be. Turnovers are way too high. His assists aren't good. No, Rose he's not top 150. I think Yahoo's got him at like 160 something.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm
interesting there.
Rose is good in theory. In practice, it doesn't always work that way.
I'm going to use that a ton when someone's not good doing good for me. KCP is a top 50 player. In theory.
Yeah, they got D. Rose at 183.
Oh.
Is that what you thought he's been doing? 183?
No, but is that for the season? Doesn't that account for all the missed games?
Well, that's per game ranking.
Oh, so yeah, I guess you're right.
That's with 5.1 assists on 3.3 turnovers.
Ugh.
And half a steal a game.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I'd take Collison too, but I think it's closer. But, man, I...
Only because of this slump it's close. If you take these last two games out of Collison and look at the previous...
Oh, yeah, he's been great.
Season, yeah, he was doing 20-pointers before these past couple of games.
You add Cousins back into the mix, who
Once
could
Cousins
be...
gets back, the assists are going to go back up.
And,
yeah.
And he could be back by tomorrow, so... Looking up and up for DMC owners. Really nothing else interesting for the Kings to me. I mean, Carl Landry scores 14, but whatever.
Yeah, they're mixing and matching those bigs.
Yeah, they really...
Jason Thompson proves he is once again Jason Thompson. I think I picked him up at some point the past, like, 5 years, maybe.
Almost every season.
Basically. I mean, maybe even since he started. This is his... Wow, this is his seventh year.
Man.
Yeah, he always seems to want to suck you in, but no. He is not that guy.
Yeah. To OKC, the studs back to being studs. Well, not that they ever weren't. They're back healthy. Dude, Russell Westbrook.
Durant 1-for-3 free throws. You worried? Is he going to be a Rondo for free throws the rest of the way?
I am disappointed that he only put up 26, because as my 30-point pick, it looked like he could have been really close, but doesn't quite make it.
Minutes, 35 minutes.
Yep, looks like the minute restriction's off, so.
Yeah, if you were trying to trade for Durant, it's over.
Yep. Russell Westbrook is so good. I mean, you know, given Durant's, you know, coming off a tougher injury from basketball, but Westbrook was the best player on the floor last night. And, I mean, of course, any OKC game, it's going to kind of flip-flop. But, man, those are two MVP-caliber guys on one team. I'm not saying anything new there, but that was one of the better Russell Westbrook games I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, 45 shots between the two of them, and they had 87 total. So more than half the shots amongst just those two guys. Man, that's really two-dimensional, I guess, technically.
Yeah, and luckily with those guys being back, Ibaka can go back to being Ibaka. Shot only 3-for-10, but did hit a 3 and gets 9 points, 6 boards, and 7 blocks. Now, the rebounds being down, I mean, a lot of that can be, you know, because Steven Adams is just a beast on the
Yeah,
glass.
See, this has opened up him for more rebounding, which I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Everyone goes at Durant and Westbrook whenever they do anything, so Steven Adams is just there.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks pretty good. I'm excited.
This
definitely
team,
his role.
This
everyone
team
knows their
so
role good. On this team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this team is just so well put together now. You got Adams to be just nothing but worry about the glass and boxing out. Ibaka can kind of float around and try to get blocks. You know, then Durant and Westbrook are obviously going to do their thing, and Roberson's a pretty good defender. But unfortunately, with all of that, the role for Reggie Jackson looks like it might only be 20 minutes. Third straight game of only, you know, low 20 minutes was right at 20 last night, 8-2-3-1-0. How worried are you if you're a Reggie Jackson owner in a 12-er? Is he droppable?
In a redraft, I'm really scared. This is not good. I mean, man. Roberson has got too many minutes, and now Morrow and Lamb get just as many as Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I mean, you know, he himself can go out and take a $10 million loan and pay it back next year because he's going to get that.
Oh, he's going to get so much money.
He's okay with it right now because he knows that's going to happen. But, man, for us, yeah.
So
sucks.
You think he's droppable in a tenner?
And a tenor, yeah, we probably, you know, our initial ranking probably didn't even have him as a top 100 player. Shouldn't have.
I think it did because we had, wasn't Westbrook hurt early in the year? It was because Durant was hurt early in the year. And so we figured a couple extra minutes for Jackson.
Yeah, but it's, you're looking at high end 30 minutes. Good. Best case scenario, 30 minutes. And now, man, it's terrible. Don't like it.
Yeah. All right, so here was the tough one where someone said they did this trade, and I said I still didn't like it. They traded Reggie Jackson for Calderon.
Oh, man. How deep's the league? Both people are going to be dropping him in a week.
I know. I said I know Jackson's been bad, but I'll take Jackson because I am all out on Calderon.
Yeah, I don't want him.
I don't want either of these guys.
I have Reggie Jackson in a league, a 12, an RCL, and I would not make that offer.
I'll trade you my moldy sandwich for your soggy potato chips.
Yeah, we're both throwing them away in a week. It's well, like, hopefully sooner than that.
It's like lunch in hell. All right, so that wraps up last night's games. Looking at tonight's games, we've got a pretty full slate, so be sure to get your lineup set, get your streamers ready if you need to fill out. You know, it's still only, 10 games, I think? So yeah, you might have a couple gaps in your lineup. Who do you think is going to score 30 points tonight?
Well, we got Dragic back, so I'm not going to say Bledsoe against Charlotte. Without Dragic, I would have loved that pick. Bledsoe is close. I think he's going to explode here real soon.
I'm going to take Chris Middleton. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Someone in that Orlando Boston game will probably do it, but I'm not picking Jeff Green. I just refuse.
Ew, Jeff Green. Yeah.
I've picked Lowry too many times. That's not going to work.
That's good matchup for him, though.
You know, Lillard's still outside of it, and he had a 30-point game a couple of nights ago. I'll go Lillard. Yeah, against the Bucks. Jason Kidd will figure out a way to mess that up.
That is a good one. Let's see here. This is a tough night.
I mean, Moody Junis against Denver would be impressive to get that right, but it's possible.
He's not going to put up 30, though.
Be career high, I'm sure.
I was actually, right before you said that, I was thinking Ariza, but he gets hot from deep.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough thing to gamble on. You know, nothing in money's exchanging hands, of course.
Dwayne Wade's got a good matchup, but it's a back-to-back, so you imagine he's sore as all hell.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna go way off the rails. He's on the first game on my REL team. I don't think it's gonna happen, but you never know. I'm gonna go way down and take Oladipo at Boston.
All right, you think his first game on your team's gonna be a big one, huh?
It's more of me just hoping than any.
Yeah, you're down. You need some something.
No, I mean, I'm down 7-2, but there's so many categories that are close. Let me pull it up real quick. But it's, you know, I'm gonna lose threes, but I'm down 19 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 8 steals is probably a loss, and then I just had a ton of turnovers the first night. I only had 2 turnovers yesterday, but still down 23-13 in turnovers. And his team is injury city now. He's having my kind of week. Kevin Love. All right, so we'll go ahead and start talking about tonight's games. Kevin Love is questionable with an illness. So, and he's going against me. So, hey, if you're in DraftKings, if you're doing DraftKings tonight, Tristan Thompson.
Okay, that's about the only place.
Hey, I got you. I got you to agree.
The categories we care about. Tristan Thompson.
I got you to agree to like Tristan Thompson. Drop the confetti. Stop the music.
All right, just for that, I'm playing Millsap tonight.
Yeah, it would be.
I should have gone Millsap. Millsap could very well go off on this game.
Do you want to change yours from Lillard?
No, I think Lillard. Lillard against Milwaukee is a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. So, yeah, Millsap should have a good game. As you mentioned already, Phoenix at Charlotte, we're going to get Dragic back, so the Suns should be full strength. Cody Zeller is also back. He had I don't think he even had a broken nose. It was just a bruised nose, whatever.
It's a big one to pay attention to for Alex Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Good call there. This is a big test for him against Al Jefferson. I could see Lynn getting in foul trouble again.
absolutely. But if he's if he stays out of foul trouble, gets 26 to 28 minutes, then I would really be considering him for 12-team worthy pickup.
Yeah. Going back to Atlanta, breaking news, Jeff Teague, doubtful with a hamstring.
Oh, come on. Early in the week, we have an REL player, or a Friends and Family
League. Friends and Family League. It's every week with our Friends and Family League.
Man.
That league is just...
unfortunate.
So, luckily, we're in a good matchup against the worst team in the league. We won't say who it's against to spare them. Dennis Schroeder? Daily league pickup?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
sure.
a great one.
I imagine he's cooled off. I haven't heard much recently.
Yeah, he had a good game semi-recently. Let me pull up his game log. But, yeah, I mean, him... Schroeder and Tristan Thompson is both, like, really, really cheap DraftKings plays tonight. You can afford the expensive guys.
I mean, Schroeder is going to, you know, could in something other than DraftKings where you care about percents and turnovers, Schroeder could get ugly there.
Yeah.
DraftKings where you don't care about that kind of thing. You just care about minutes and counting stats. Yeah, I like that play.
Yeah, only over 20 minutes once in the past 7 games, but was in double figures 4 games in a row a couple weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, and the assist staying up. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, 4 games in a row, sub 33% shooting, it could get ugly.
Yeah. Magic at Boston.
Oh, and we're against Kyrie in Cleveland.
Are we really?
I don't love it.
Well, our friends and family league. I hate weekly leagues, man.
I do too.
It's so annoying that we can't take these injured guys out.
Yeah, it's not for me. We're gonna petition to change it next year.
Yep, I agree there. Magic at Boston. Nothing to a Linux off a big game, but you never really know.
It's worth paying attention to, see what happens.
Yep. Dallas at Detroit. Even though it's a back-to-back, since Dallas was able to bench everyone against the Knicks yesterday, I still think Parsons will play. Dirk should still play. And this could easily be a quick blowout, too, so they only have to play 20 minutes again.
I guess. I saw quite a few questions about Monroe recently. Is he a buy, a sell? What are we doing with him?
A hold and a drop in a 10-team league if you don't need points and rebounds. That's all he does.
Yeah. And the minutes are just not consistent either.
Yeah, he's boring.
I know. Listen to these minutes. 33,
24, 33, 25, 32, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
It's awful. Maybe we see Meeks, but if the game's close, I think Meeks is just not a fantasy usable guy in most leagues. But this could be a blowout, and Meeks plays with the second unit a lot again. So, something to monitor there.
Maybe. I mean, I think they're going to try to play off of how he did last game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to start, though. There's been questions about will he start over KCP. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But he could out-minute him very easily.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, Jazz at Heat might get favors back tonight.
Don't need him.
Yeah. Nets at Toronto. No Karasev, but that's low-end anyway. Plumlee versus Valanciunas. Valanciunas, as we talked about, soft as baby's bottom. I think it's another good Mason Plumlee game.
Yep, I agree.
The big one, Memphis at San Antonio. The Grizzlies off the big win. We've got that Tim Duncan and Ginobili are both active, but but no Kawhi. He's got
or
Tony Parker.
Yeah.
Is that's what you're going to? Okay.
I don't want any Spurs on any 12-team league. I don't want any of them.
Well, I mean, you're not.
Okay, Kawhi, I'm sorry.
Well, Tim Duncan, he's been good. I mean, I know the DMPs are annoying, but he's been good.
We'll see. He's going to lose people their leagues if he gets 2 games in the playoffs.
True, but I mean he's been fine. This really sucks for Kawhi. I'm a big Kawhi guy. I have been for pretty much ever. You know, hurts his hand again on Monday night. Nothing really came out. It was reported, but they finally late last night. X-rays again negative. It's probably just some sort of weird strain in there or something. But I could see him sitting a couple games to get it worked out.
Yeah, that's classic San Antonio too.
Yep, so rough there for Kawhi owners. Bucks at Portland, no Jabari we talked about out for the year, and no Rolo with a broken hand. Be interesting to see how Portland runs the big men. How, if they start Kamen, if they start Aldridge at center and play Thomas Robinson, or start Myers Leonard, or what they're going to do.
I don't know, because we don't know what Milwaukee's going to do. I mean, there's still no Ilyasova or Henson, so they don't even have a power forward on the roster right now.
Yeah, play Giannis at power forward.
I think that's what they'll probably do.
Aldridge would just own
Giannis, I know.
Though.
Oh. It's gonna be bad.
Yep. Houston at Denver. I don't think I even said it yet. I dropped Jabari for your boyfriend, Jusuf Nurkić. I did it.
Really? In a 12-team league?
Yeah, because a little bit of it was to stream for tonight. Last time Mozgov played against Dwight, and it was only like 2 games ago, he got 5 fouls in like 10 minutes or something crazy. So I could see Nurkić playing 20-plus minutes tonight.
his fouls per 36 is like 11. But okay. I don't know if he'll be on the court long enough to play 20 minutes. I hope so.
I mean,
and I told somebody in the comments today, I think, was that once Nurkić starts playing more minutes than a healthy, not in foul trouble Mozgov, that's the time.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of just a spur of the moment. I saw Jabari was out for the year. I want to be sure to get someone playing today. So I'm just going to see what happens tonight. I think he has a good game because Mozgov gets in foul trouble. It's just what I think.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I really like what I see out of him. But, yeah, this is something we do need to talk about. Well, you just countered everything I want to say, but I don't think this is a 12-team kind of pickup yet. We're talking about a guy that's so young, and he's not ready to do it.
I agree. It's just, it was, this is a one-game stream of just, and I think in the matchup I needed blocks, and it was just the big man I just went with. Like, Kamen was gone, and yeah. I think I might actually have Kamen on that team. I'm not sure. It's a streamer play, and if he has a huge game, I'll hold. If he doesn't, then I'm going to move on for someone in tomorrow's short slate of games. That's just all it was.
Yeah. And you picked him over, obviously, all the Miami options.
Yeah, so yeah.
I do agree with that. There's nothing in those Miami options. But
I mean, you know, I could see Chris Anderson for blocks only streaming, but I think Nurkić has more upside to get an assist or two and get a steal, you know?
Yeah, I could see him get 2 rebounds, 2 turnovers, and that's it. So there's that. Man. But yeah, he's a good player. I just don't think it's time yet.
Yeah, super low end for sure. Finally, Pacers at Clippers. Really nothing interesting there. Still no George Hill.
Yeah. And Sloan's back in the rotation, and C.J. Watson, and I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I dropped Sloan in the REL, had a couple of DNPs, and I'm really not sad about it, because whenever Hill gets back, Watson will come off the bench, and then Sloan will be back into DNP zone.
So. Oh, somebody was asking about Stucky. Are we worried about Hill's return affecting Stucky?
I think it impacts him a tiny bit, but, you know, Stucky's not getting huge assists anyway, and Hill's not a huge assist guy. So, worried? No. Do I see the production going down a tad? Yeah.
Okay.
So, I like Stucky, and that's been one of my better calls this year, too.
Based off of the idea that something bad might happen, right?
Yeah, and I mean,
we gotta wait to see something bad actually happen before we believe it.
Yeah.
For that.
And Stucky's been, like I said, one of the better calls of the year for me, because I had to stick with him through some rough injuries. I was actually able just to drop him in 12ers and then pick him back up really easily. And a lot of people, I remember there were a lot of rest of season questions after the first week or two, and I kept taking Stucky, and I said, you could take someone else now, but be sure to pick Stucky back up. It's looking good.
Yeah. I mean, CJ Miles and Solomon Hill, and I don't even know what the other people they're running out there.
Championship!
They're not NBA caliber players, not like Stucky is.
Yeah. Agree.
Stucky's been through the trenches, been through the war in the trenches. I'm not sure how that goes.
Been through the trenches, has fought in the trenches. I think that's the... No?
Oh, I'm sure we're wrong, but that's okay.
Yeah, we're wrong most of the time.
Wrong? That's why I do everything about future picks, because I can be wrong right now and be... I can... be sure of myself that I'm right, and it doesn't even matter if I'm wrong.
Real quick, I want to end with you on this. So looking at the all-players top scorers, Russell Westbrook is now leading the league in scoring in 29.6 minutes a game.
Nice. Yeah. He is so ridiculously aggressive.
Yeah.
So. They need it, though. They've won games now, so... Yeah, they're a team to be reckoned with.
I think it's seven
not
straight.
Not play them right now.
Yeah, seven straight and 9 of 10. They might be back to one of the best teams in the league. They are back to one of the best teams in the league.
They're blowing teams out early in the third quarter.
Yeah, and which didn't happen last night against the Kings, but then they just took off in the fourth. So that's going to end it for us today. Fun show, and then tomorrow we've got nothing really on the slate. No interview this week. Kind of sad, but we'll have a good time. Just us. Maybe one of us will do a voice. Yeah, you know, do like a fake interview. I'm not good at impressions, though.
No, me neither. I think everyone would still know who we are.
Yeah. Well, that means just more time. We can talk about movies. That's always fun.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we could interview some random person if they want.
Yeah.
Knock on my neighbor's door, ask them what they know about fantasy basketball, and there you go. An interview.
All right, man. We'll leave it there, and we will catch you tomorrow. Have a good one, man.
Later.